Welcome to another edition of Center Stage Minnesota. Let you know right off the bat, Center Stage Minnesota is an original series produced by Northern Community Radio and broadcast on the stations of the Ampers Network. Find us online at kaxe.org. Program support comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Coming up on tonight's edition of Center Stage Minnesota, we've got Amy Clark brings us another piece on a musician from Duluth with roots in the Bemidji area, Darren Bergsven, who has a really great CD out this year, and we'll hear that feature a little later. And we also have another short interview feature that Erica Coda did, our intern for the school year here. She's a senior at Grand Rapids High School, and she's been a volunteer for Northern Community Radio, and she's interning with us during this school year. And she interviewed a guy from the Twin Cities named Luke Thompson, who has a group called Mippy Five, and he gets well known for his YouTube parodies of other more famous songs. So we'll have an inside look at becoming a YouTube sensation, or as Erica called it, a YouTuber. So right now we're going to start off music on Center Stage Minnesota with Alicia Corbett.
Oh boy, I'm still around. dance me to the moon. I am in love with you. On that hazy, crazy, lazy night. It's a lonely little
it's a lonely little game.
I Like You is the name of the band. That's a 2012 release called Fallen Like, and we just heard Take Us. They're a band based out of the Twin Cities. They did some touring through northern Minnesota this summer, though, so some of you may have seen them play live. Before that, we heard from Minneapolis musician Alicia Corbett, and we heard Hazy Night Waltz from her release from 2002. It's a self-titled release. I'm Charlie Polkerbeck. This is Center Stage Minnesota. It's our show that focuses on the talents of Minnesota musicians. Coming right up, we're going to hear a feature piece on Duluth jazz guitarist Darren Bergsvin. And bringing this to you is our Northern Community Radio producer, independent producer that is based out of Duluth, Amy Clark.
So, sir, this is Duke Ellington's In a Mellow Tone.
Jazz guitarist Darren Bergsvin stands out in the scene of up-and-coming Duluth musicians in that he plays solo and plays old songs. When I spoke with Darren about his new album, Out of Nowhere, he told me that his friends often prod him with questions such as, what would you want to play those corny old tunes for? You'll have to stay tuned to find out, but I have a feeling his answers will surprise you.
It's a challenge as a guitarist, this music, for sure. And that's kind of where it started. When I was in high school playing coffee houses and open mics and things, it was like Jane's Addiction and Pixies and Dave Matthews bands and things, but I was always trying to like fit the whole band onto my guitar, get the guitar part and get the bass part and try to get some drums in there. So at that time I was just trying to fit all these different parts onto the guitar and have more than one thing going on, not just strumming chords. And then I got to UMD and started studying jazz with Billy and chord melody, and it really stuck. I guess after I graduated, I had a couple bands going, but every couple months, a member or two or four would leave town, and as I was starting over, and it just became very frustrating, and I stopped trying to do that and just played by myself a lot.
Billy refers to Billy Barnard, who Darren studied with at UMD. But before that, Darren had studied for years with Lou Samsa in his hometown of Bemidji.
Lou really gave me all of my technique and all of my theory, all of the voicings and scales, and I kind of had that before I went to study jazz at college. He gave me the tools, and then when I got to Billy, that's when I started trying to figure out how to use them, how to make it into music and not just exercises up and down the neck that I'd been practicing for years.
Let's see how Mr. Bergsvin puts those tools to use in a tune called Corcovado.
Try that again, Corcovado. Thank you.
quiet streams and a window looking out on Corcovado. Oh, how lovely. This is where I long to be, here with you so close to me until the final flicker of life's ember. I who was lost and lonely, believing life was only a tragic, bitter joke if found in you.
Even though that tune does not appear on the album, A Reason for Existence is definitely a thread that ties the songs together. Pulling from a repertoire of standards and lesser-known tunes, Darren has said that he wanted to tell a story. And I believe that he does, even if the words are not his own.
I think in music, in art, in writing, in every creative outlet that I can think of, there's often a perception that somehow, in order to be set oneself apart and somehow be 100% original. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Context. So I enjoy playing all of these standard tunes that hundreds of people have recorded and played before because it puts me in context. It kind of shows who I am relative to all of players that I look up to. It also shows how I'm different, how I stand apart from them. Working within these standard tunes certainly provides a really rigid structure to work with. And the challenge of making it new and fresh and interesting, but still be the shadow of your smile, is appealing. Because when I'm playing, I'm thinking about Dexter Gordon. I'm thinking about Dexter Gordon's tenor sax. I'm thinking about Sarah Vaughan's voice. A lot of the people I've listened to for endless hours on this song, and I want to make reference to that, and I want to try to find in my guitar the quality that really draws me to their performances of it, and I also want to find my guitar in there.
John Mandel, Paul Webster, Shadow of Your Smile. The shadow of your when you are gone, will color all my dreams and paint the dawn. Look into my eyes. Thank you.
Again, that was Darren's version of The Shadow of Your Smile, a song that I'm sure most of us are familiar with, which led me to wonder how he approached working with standard tunes, with the goal of them becoming part of a solo album.
Is it more about interpretation then, or mastery?
Well, it's both. Interpretation and mastery, I think there are two things I'm really interested in. Interpretation, I enjoy, maybe more so than writing my own material. There's a narrative, I think, to the songs that I picked for this record. They weren't written together, they weren't written by the same person, they were written across decades and genres and came from very different places. But I tried to find songs that sort of tell a story.
This story is laid out on the back of the album cover and was written by Dr. David Searing. And I want to share part of it because I believe it illuminates Darren's approach to jazz music in a way that maybe our interview didn't cover. A man carrying a guitar walks along the boardwalk by the water. He sets the case in the grass, opens it, pulls out the instrument, strums, tuning. Notes curl from his fingers, tendrils of a wishful melody, a wistful little cloud lifting on the wind, carrying towards town. From out of nowhere, a woman appears, walking slowly, lost in thought. The man, back turned, plays a mellow tone. A shadowy smile plays across her face. She's heard this guy. She's going to walk over, sit in the grass, feel the lush breeze, and really listen. And so it begins, age-old story of love lit and grown and wrestled into lives lived together well, or into paths of selfish seeking. It's all in the trying.
Limitations breed creativity. That's a mantra I live by, teach with, practice with. Mm-hmm. That sounds scary. I'll record a CD. Okay, now I have a CD. I should play a concert and not sit in the corner of a restaurant fading into the wallpaper. That sounds scary. I'll do that. And now I'm on the radio.
Darren Bergsvin lives and works in Duluth, teaching music at Harbor City International School and at the Music Resource Center at Sacred Heart. He has a standing gig at Pizza Luce every Saturday from 10 to 2. Where he claims to be a wallflower, but I don't think it's true. For more information, check out the links on our website, www.kaxe.org. We'll leave you with Billy Strayhorn's Lush Life, dedicated to Aaron Bergsvin, Darren's wife.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come with May places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life. Jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant gay traces. They used to be there, you could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. While yet you are still. those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely too.
This is Center Stage Minnesota. You just heard a feature piece brought to us by Amy Clark out of Duluth on jazz guitarist Darren Bergsvin, also out of Duluth with roots in the Bemidji area. Thanks a lot to Amy Clark for putting that wonderful piece together. The Bitter Spills are coming up, and also Saint Anyway. Now, this song is from the Bitter Spills' Sing Folk Songs, Volume 3, Just a Wave on Center Stage, Minnesota.
Thirst is not the answer, oceans come and go. I loved her seven seas with, Lord, I love you so. But she let me down so easy, one slow drop at a time. I would have killed myself, but it made no sense. Committing suicide in self-defense, but I lost everything I brought her. When she said, babe, you're just a wave, you're not the water. Centuries ago, we were living on the Gold Coast. She was still in love with the long-gone cold ghost. I was only trying to turn back the tide of her tears. I felt like an endless ocean rolling through the fog. Full of motion drifting like a weather-beaten log. I even thought that I outthought her. Till she said, babe, you're just a wave, you're not the water. I said, someday we'll love again, then you'll know the score. I've taught you everything I know, maybe even more. That's true, she said, more than you ever will. I said, I've been your raging river, precious African queen. I've shown you everything that I've ever seen, but she knew more than I had taught her. When she said, babe, you're just a wave, you're not the water. Thank you. stand still and I moved every muscle just to prove it can be done. And up some old sad river where the snow white lilies float, I came to her for mercy, but I hardly rocked the boat. She seemed surprised that I have caught her. But she said, babe, you're just a wave, you're not the water. She said, babe, you're just a wave, you're not the water. And I'm out there mowing along. It occurred to me it's been 2 months now since I sat and wrote a song. And sometimes it's just too heavy to get it down in words. And it's hard to do without blaming myself or blaming her. My mind, it keeps on changing whether or not I did the right thing. The loneliness this simple life would bring. Yeah, walking in the woods and planting seeds, it can be fun. But these are the precious moments that I'd like to share with someone. Yeah, someone like you, or maybe someone like you. If I were to commit, it'd be something like this. She's tall and dark and slender, and she's got the kind of eyes that can see the future, lay it out in a grand design. Yeah, she can keep me out of trouble, but make her own kind too. She loves me for who I am and what I can and will not do. Yeah, someone like you, or maybe someone like you. I just keep right on looking. It's all gonna come true. Yeah, baby, it's you, and you know it too. Stop making me chase ya all over the loo. I got a home up in the country, and I'm out there mowing the lawn. It occurred to me it's been 2 months now since I sat and wrote a song.
Thank you. has a blanket of blue. Hills have a carpet of green. But I can't see nothing after you. You know just what I mean. Lover, it's time to come clean. Cause I just can't make it this way. So fly down before it's too late. Make it this way. So fly down before it's too late.
That's a band out of Duluth, Saint Anyway, from their Here on the Ground release from this year. That's Metal Lark. That's another good record. That has overlapping members with another band that you may have been hearing lately called Diet Folk as well, another band out of Duluth. The Bitter Spills, who we heard before that two songs from, Home Up in the Country and Just a Wave. Actually, two originals. They play some a lot of traditional sort of foot stomping, folk, country blues kind of stuff. And they've got like four or five records out now. Rich Madsen and Baby Grant Johnson. And Rich has been in all kinds of projects, and Baby Grant Johnson's got quite a long resume as well. He's in a band called Beyond Zebra and a few others during the 90s, and has fairly well-known Minneapolis musician. Together they make The Bitter Spills. Center Stage Minnesota is an original series produced by Northern Community Radio and broadcast on the stations of the Ampers Network. Find us online at kaxe.org. Program support comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm Charlie Polkerbeck. We've got a little bit more music coming up, but right now we've got a feature interview that Erica Coda, our intern at Northern Community Radio, did with an artist that she follows on YouTube, Luke Thompson, otherwise known as Mippy5. He is a YouTuber.
Minnesota style. Minnesota style.
Luke Thompson is an up-and-coming Minnesota YouTuber. Or is he? With the top 40 comedy charting song, Minnesota Style, I'd say that Luke, or Mippy5, has done pretty well so far. I got the chance to ask him a little bit more about what he does. What is it exactly?
A little bit of everything, I guess. Mostly music video-type parodies, but we once in a while do skits and whatnot. Mostly we're making fun of pop culture.
How did you start with YouTube?
It started when I was in high school. I made a video with some friends in the neighborhood. We did a spoof of the David Blaine Street Magic. I don't know if you've seen. We basically did a parody of David Blaine. And it was awful, but we thought it was hilarious. And gradually throughout college, I kept doing it and eventually got into music. And they're slowly getting better. But I don't know if they're great yet, but they're getting there.
I think they're enjoyable, and 20,000 other people do too. So your username, Mippy5, where did it come from?
Well, it's actually named after a stuffed animal I got from my grandma when I was little. He still appears in a lot of videos, but I've had him since I was little. And I named him Mippy because I had so many Mickeys, I had to change their names a little bit. And 5 is my favorite number.
So you said that you do a lot of song parodies on your channel. How do you decide what songs to do parodies of?
Typically, I try and do songs that are relevant or currently hot or about to become super popular. Or sometimes I'll just have a funny idea to do on a song that's already been popular for a while or whatnot. But yeah, usually the key is to do a song that's kind of in at the time. Otherwise, people aren't going to be searching for it at all.
Mm-hmm.
They won't watch after the initial wave of loyal subscribers.
So the most recent one is Minnesota Style, which I don't even know how you say the original one.
Gangnam Style, I think it is. I don't know. I've heard a bunch of different pronunciations. I think people are confused. I don't even know.
So how long did it take to write and produce that whole thing?
Let's see. That one I had been thinking about for a while because I knew the Korean song was really popular, but I didn't know if it would translate to an American parody, being it was a Korean song. But I thought about it for a couple weeks in August, and at the state fair I shot some stuff there just in case I wanted to do a Minnesota-themed one. Then I ran the idea past my friend Chad, who has his own YouTube channel, Chad Wild Play, and he said it sounded like an awesome idea, so we decided to do it. And the vocals took a couple hours, and filming probably took a total of about 10 hours, and then editing was another 10, 15 hours.
You shot a lot of things in the cities, like the Mall of America, right outside Target Field, I think. What was it like shooting in the cities? Were people giving you weird looks?
Probably, yeah. I think that kind of comes with the territory. I'm pretty used to the weird looks by now with all our other videos. But, yeah, I know Dan, my friend who was filming, he said he noticed a bunch of weird looks. I think I'm pretty oblivious to him right now. I just get in the zone and in my character and whatnot, and don't really care a whole lot.
You were doing it on a swing, and there was a kid standing there.
Yeah, I almost killed a small child, which could have been disastrous. But yeah, I tried doing the dance on the swing, and the swing swung, believe it or not.
What was writing the song like?
It was probably a little harder than most songs because it was in Korean. Usually I kind of take the English lyrics and bend them and play off them a little bit, but being it was in Korean, I just pretty much had to start from scratch and just use the beat as the bass and just pretty much go from scratch.
What's the most memorable experience you've had involving YouTube?
There's been quite a few. My favorite are the ones that affect me in real life instead of just from behind the computer. A few years ago, we did a video for Martin Luther King Day, and dozens of schools throughout the country participated in a little challenge we did to hang up signs promoting non-discrimination around their schools, and then they posted their video responses to that video. And some of the live performances are fun to actually see people in person. It's a lot more rewarding to meet people in person than just the comments on YouTube. No, those are great as well, but the actual personal connection is the funnest part for me, at least.
Future plans with YouTube?
Yeah, I'm going to film downtown in about an hour. We're doing a Kesha parody of Die Young with my sister, so I should go put my makeup on in a half hour and head downtown. We'll see what happens. I don't have anything planned yet, so we're kind of going to be winging it. I have to kind of make a little list before I go, but yeah. gonna see how it goes.
How has YouTube helped you, like, make it?
Yeah, YouTube has been awesome. It's changed my life. I'm not being over dramatic about that, because it has. I'm a pretty shy and reserved person in real life, but give me time to prepare a script and do a video and put a camera in front of me, and I'll transform into this new person. And it's fun to transform into any character I want to and have people be able to see it. The social aspect of it has been awesome as well, being able to communicate with people and reply to comments and interact on Facebook, Twitter, whatnot, radio stations, all that. It's fun to be able to have a connection with people because of this platform that YouTube gives.
And you get to do stuff like this, so thank you.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem.
It's an honor. Good luck with future endeavors of yours.
You too. Good luck with
thank you.
Kesha downtown.
Yeah, should be fun.
Minnesota style. Sota style. Minnesota style. Sota style. Minnesota style.
To watch Luke's videos, go to youtube.com/user/mippy5. Sota style.
Minnesota nice, right? We're all about the manners. 14-0, we ain't all about the banners. Have a lot of fun on the Viking trails, but we always think it's dumb when the Vikings fail. Oof-da, oh for cute. Yeah, you betcha those words are overused, and your light rail is overdue. Check the map, we're on top, we're overused. And it's outta here. Joe Mauer's fat just dropped a bomb. It's like Saddam was here. These hipster jeans are all the rage. I'm glad I got a pair. The Twin Cities is where it's at. It's much more modern there. It's like super trendy.
Minnesota, it's where you go to get away,
hey!
Through other states,
hey!
Minnesota, it's where you go to shop all day,
hey!
At MOA,
hey!
We can make you wet 10,000 different ways.
Minnesota style. Minnesota style. Minnesota style. Minnesota style. Minnesota style.
Hey, sexy lady.
Minnesota style.
Hey, sexy lady.
Seriously, you're still singing that song? Was it like 2 years old? Korean pop is the new thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Minnesota style.
Hey, sexy lady.
Minnesota style.
Hey, sexy lady.
Minnesota style.
Thanks to Northern Community Radio intern, senior at Grand Rapids High School, Erica Cota, for producing that piece on Mippy 5. And we, if you want to see the videos, which are kind of the other half of the story, it's MIPPEY and then the number 5. If you put that in YouTube, you'll see a number of their videos, including the Minnesota style one. And they're pretty entertaining. These guys are, having a lot of fun and making some rather entertaining videos and music. So good for them. Thanks to Mippy 5 for being on Center Stage Minnesota. Another act out of Duluth to take us out of the show today, Bill and Kate Isles from their 2009 release called Matching Baggage. This is the title track.
I'm gonna leave the city, gonna take a train.
I'm gonna leave the city, I'll be riding on that train.
If I don't leave the city, I might lose my brain. I walked into the station, what a crazy scene.
walked to the station. What a loud and crazy scene.
The biggest pile of baggage I've ever seen. Seemed like out of nowhere she was next to me.
It seemed like out of nowhere he was standing next to me.
I liked her in a minute.
I liked his company.
Said I'd best be boarding. Then I grabbed my bag.
He said he'd best be boarding. I thought he grabbed my bag. So I said, wait a minute, mister.
We better check that tag. Matching baggage. Matching baggage. Matching baggage. Matching baggage. Grab your matching baggage and get on board the train.
Well, we got on board together. I took an empty seat.
Yeah, we got on board together. I found an empty seat
right next to me.
We started into talking and it was turning out sweet. How long you had your baggage? That was her inquiry.
He said it's been a while now, since back in 43.
She said, well, that's sure funny.
'Cause it's the same for me. To the clicking and the clacking, I heard his history.
To the clacking and the clicking, she shared her life with me. All because of matching baggage, it was meant to be. Matching baggage, matching baggage, matching baggage, matching baggage. Grab your matching baggage and get on board the train. The best of times.
The years have come and gone now. We've had the very best of times.
You've been hauling around my baggage.
And you've been carrying mine.
Matching baggage. Matching baggage. Matching baggage. Matching baggage. Grab your matching baggage, get on board the train. Yeah, grab your matching baggage, here comes the train. Sutra,
comma,
Minnesota. I met a gal who sort of thought she Yoda. Favorite to me, 'cause I found her puppy.
out in the snow of Sutra,
comma,
Minnesota. She said,
it's cold, let's not stand out here gabbing. Let's have a little lunch here in my cabin.
I peeked around in case someone was looking, then went inside to find out what she might be cooking. She told me to sit back and I obeyed her. She said,
we'll stoke the fire a little later.
My eyes were still adjusting to the darkness when she said,
but first, the parting of the parkas.